but Sheila Martin has your business news.
Thanks, Anya. A survey by Banking and Payments Federation Ireland reveals that younger people in Ireland are more likely to invest in cryptocurrencies. Younger people are more likely to invest online, and they're more likely to use informal information sources when investing. To talk us through the findings, Brian Hayes, Chief Executive of Banking and Payments Federation Ireland, joins us. Good morning.
Good morning, Bajula.
The survey points to generational differences. When you talk about younger people investing online, are you talking about investing apps? And do you have concerns about the way younger people are investing?
Well, it's not a question of having concerns, but I think the question is really on risk appetite. Overall, the survey shows that people, all adults, whatever their age, have an understanding, but equally have a kind of minimizing risk is a key issue for them. But younger people, it would seem, have a tendency to invest more in crypto and Bitcoin and use different information channels than the more traditional intermediaries. And I think that's something that's important. On apps, I think the crucial thing on apps is they're very good information sources. But I think the important thing is, are they regulated? Is there a compensation scheme behind it? And investment apps are very much, execution only, Petula. So they don't come with huge amounts of advice. And we'd always say to people, seek advice from your bank, your investment firm, your broker, as a way of getting additional information before you make that decision.
Is that the real concern here? The apps, they've democratized investing and you don't have to go to a bank or a broker anymore. Younger people are bypassing the banks that you represent.
Well, it's not that they're bypassing it per se, but I think they're taking on substantial risk unless they seek professional advice at the same time. I mean, get-rich-quick schemes historically don't yield good results. Investing in the markets can yield good results over a longer period of time. There's better up years than bad years, shall we say, over a cycle. And I think it's really important that people use the apps, which are good for information in terms of data for businesses and sectors of the economy. But equally, seek advice from third parties and traditional intermediaries, because banks have a lot of information in the space. They know what's going on in the economy. They invest in the economy. They see sectors. And it's getting that balance of advice, which is critically important if you're trying to mitigate risk.
But then in the same survey, 78% of investors across all age groups describe their approach to making investment decisions as conservative or very conservative. So is there a need to worry?
Well, I think Irish investors, quite similar to EU investors, we're quite passive. We ask institutional investors to make decisions for us. And of course, in a circumstance where increasingly we go from a DB pension cover to defined contribution, workers who are lucky enough to have a pension will be asked to make decisions about what pension pot and the amount in one area or the other. So I think it's around informing ourselves. But crucially in the survey as well, Petula, one in three of all Irish adults have some form of investment, be it stocks and shares, investment funds, state bonds. And that shows an encouraging sign of people who want to get returns, because in the current inflationary environment, it's very difficult to achieve those.
Now, one in five of them indicated that they did not understand the fees and charges involved in investing. What are the fees and charges?
Well, the fees and charges and taxes associated with investment products are different to other products. And I think the fact that they're not aware of that is a worrying sign. And also the fact that they don't monitor their particular investment performance on a constant basis. One of the advantages, I suppose, of digital is, of course, you can see in real time how your investment's doing. And I think people need, if they take the plunge, if they make that decision, they need to follow it up. But of course, financial education is really important. And that's something that the banking industry is working hard in Ireland with other partners and trying to get to better results for people on.
But in terms of that 20% that indicated they did not monitor their investments closely, should people monitor them very closely? Isn't investing supposed to be a long-term strategy?
It is, but I think being aware of where the markets are and having the confidence to go online and see where your investment product is important as well. As I say, a longer term view does get better results for people over the cycle. And I think being aware of where the markets are is something that's important for all investors, no matter what they're investing in.
Okay, so it's encouraging that they're investing, but probably need to be better informed on the products that they're investing in. Brian Hayes, Chief Executive of Banking and Payments Federation Ireland, thanks for coming on the programme.